Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nick, supporting you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And I'm doing sort of an audible here. What's going on? Well, I'm recording this podcast episode on a Sunday because something happened overnight in not my area of New York City, but just north of us in Rockland County. There was a person who went into a group of Jewish people and attacked them with a machete. As of right now, there's been no reported deaths, but just injuries. Obviously, this is an action of an anti-Semite, someone that hates Jewish people. Now, one of the great gifts and benefits that I have been given and experienced while living here in New York City is I have gotten to know more and more Jewish people from a variety of different aspects of Judaism, from Reform to Orthodox to Conservative to speaking with some Hasidics and etc. And this has been a true gift and benefit for me in my life. And growing up in rural Michigan, we didn't have many Jewish people around, at least people that didn't identify as Jewish people. There were certain areas around Detroit that we knew, like, oh, this is where Jewish people live and etc. So I never really met any Jewish people until I went to college, and then one of them was in my fraternity and etc. So I have been able to go to different Jewish events through my time here in New York City and just had wonderful, meaningful, deep, and profound conversations with a variety of rabbis and you know, your average day Jewish person and etc. And I am very grateful for these people, and I am grateful for the gift I hope I am for them and that they are for me. One of the issues that's been going on here in New York City also is different city communities with their members being attacked in Brooklyn. Doesn't really sort of get mainstream media, probably because it's Jewish people that are being attacked, and it's other minorities, if you look at the videos and stuff, that are attacking them. So all this is big baloney to me that these things aren't reaching a much more wider scale. You know, anti-Semitism is a real canary in a coal mine for a culture. You know, when people start to try to tear down the quote-unquote chosen people, for whatever their reason may be, that should tell the rest of that society that there's something off the mark. There is something not good going on. And this is a little bit more personal for me too, because I walk through the city, and when I go to a doctor's office, for example, I go in my trench coat. I don't go in my habit. You know, I have a beard. People mistake me for Jewish all the time, you know, and I'm always aware in my mind, like, if I misbehave and people think I'm Jewish, like, how's that going to impact, you know, the you know, general aspect of people's understanding of the Jewish people and et cetera. And to see these attacks continue and to hear about issues of anti-Semitism in different European countries and places around the world just really upsets me. And, you know, one of the great messages that came from the time of George Washington when he wrote to a group of Jewish people up in Rhode Island is that in this country we give no sanction to bigotry. And this is what happens when people throw around accusations of bigotry and racist and all these sort of things too easily, is that these words lose their power. So when you are confronted with true acts of anti-Semitism, racism, bigotry, and etc., these words that have been a part of your quote-unquote arsenal have now been deflated and have become dulled and will no longer impact and wake people up to the dangers of anti-Semitism, the dangers of racism, the dangers of bigotry. So I just want to put this out here, and I would invite people over this week to please pray for the Jewish people, that they may be kept safe and well all over the world, and that people may come to a deeper understanding of what it means that these are a precious group within the human condition, and they have been called to be a light to the nations, as Isaiah speaks about. So let's pray for them in solidarity, in order that we may witness in love and be a source of medicine for ending anti-Semitism. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There, my website, you can find blog posts, links to my Catholic Stand articles. You can also find YouTube videos and other social media things I use. Also, you can email me through that website. All of this is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Redbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.